The 11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch.
It's been an eventful morning.
Begins now. It has been. I am. I'm feeling a little leery, a little overwhelmed. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to get to. Sorry if I've been distracted by today's program.
What do you got going on? Tell me more about it.
You know, I got a lot of people reaching out during the show about a variety of things that are going on, and I'm trying to get my Jeff Hafley story posted.
What do you got going on?
Some fun stuff with partners and with teammates and stuff. So I'm just, you know, trying to coordinate a few things. So I'm, and then I have this issue with Jesse's mail. He didn't get the get the rundown. Something wrong with my Yahoo email. So it's been a whole thing. But we have settled in now. I need to get my headline done. So that's coming up next.
Good prep. It's good prep work.
But first, it's time for our prize picks for the weekend.
Yes, it is. And I think there are some compelling projections from our friends at Prize Picks this week. I'm mixing it up a little because we had a tough go on Monday night.
Yeah, we stunk.
It's been a tough couple of
McManus
with some
kicker
projections.
Yeah.
So I'm mixing it up a little bit. We're going with some projections we don't normally talk about for our prize picks of the week, and I think maybe we'll find some success with some of these because there were a few that stood out to me. So I'm hoping you guys feel the same way. Here we go.
What does 565 Analytics think of this?
They're currently unemployed, so they have other things that they're worried about. Before a holiday, too, next unreal. Jordan Love.
It's a couple weeks. It's a couple weeks before the holidays.
Jordan
Scrooge
Love.
Scrooge McDuck Tauscher.
Jordan Love, not passing yards, not
what?
Even rushing yards, not touchdowns, more or less than 3.5 rushing attempts. For Jordan
less.
Love on Sunday. I was thinking less, and I'm
less.
Glad you said it so quickly. We're on the same page there.
Less. Yep.
Why?
Well, I think that the ball's going to come out of his hands. I think you're going to see more rhythmic, at least we hope, play action, and less pat the ball and taking sacks. I think there is going to be their guys up front are good. They have guys that can affect you. And just like I said, and this is not in the same league as Myles Garrett, but they have some fellas. And you better make sure you're dialed into what you're doing. So I think the ball comes out of his hand. I don't think 3.5 is a lot for Jordan in a carrying the ball situation. So I feel pretty confident on this one.
Last week, Jordan Love ran the ball 5 times.
Yeah.
Too many.
Worth noting, I'm no expert on prize picks, obviously. That's your area of expertise. You and Marshawn Lynch. Kneel downs at the end of a game count as rushes. I am going to go more. He had 5 rushes last week. Plus, if you get some kneel downs mixed in there, I'm going to go more.
Or, so how do you like them apples?
Or will it be Malik Willis taking the kneel downs?
If they're up 38-10 and it is Malik Willis, that's the best news you could ask for as a Packers fan. Malik Willis is in there because it's mop-up duty to keep your quarterback safe after he threw 4 tutters. Dream scenario, Jesse.
Josh Jacobs, not rushing yards, more or less than 15.5 longest rush. 15.5 yards, longest individual rush in the game for Josh Jacobs. Tausch?
Boy, that's such a good number. How many over 15 yards? I wish we had our analytics firm still.
Yeah.
How many carries over 15 yards has he had this year?
I don't know.
I don't think a ton. I'm going to say more, though, because I do think that is going to be what Matt LaFleur turns to. I think this is one of those weeks, after you have a tough week offensively, every coach I've ever been around has always, that following week, just said, they're going to simplify things and not let you guys think, just go play. That's what I think is going to happen this weekend with what Matt's plan is going to be, and I think that's going to be leaning on Josh. And I think eventually you're going to wear down this Giants front, and you're going to pop one over 15, so I'm going to go more.
I am working on his number of explosive runs. I have not found that yet, so I'll keep efforting on that for you as another of the... By the way, did the Klinkster ever announce his retirement from 565 Analytics? He just quietly retired, and then when you decided to fire him, he was able to say, no, I already retired. I haven't even been involved. Interesting. Doesn't sound like you're keeping your employees very happy. I'm going to go more as well. I think it's going to be a big Josh Jacobs day.
Klinkster's fired. You haven't even worked here in 2 years.
That's what makes this so tough.
Christian Watson, more or less than 21.5 yards, longest reception.
These are really more weird.
I told you we're going a little unique this week, but I agree with Tausch on the more for this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Watson's going to have a big play, as long as he plays. He's going to have a big play. More.
I'm leery of the number of snaps he'll play.
Oh.
Mr. Joshua Jacobs, for your information. Well, I'll get back to that. I'm going to go less on the on the Christian Watson one.
That's
interesting.
You
got one more?
Yeah. Do you want to do McManus or do you want to do someone else?
Haversick. I want Haversick.
Haversick not projected for anything on Prize Picks. Brandon McManus, more or less than 2.5 made point afters.
What?
More.
Yeah, I didn't even know that was a category. Found it last night.
Yeah, I'll go more. I'll go more on that. I think Green Bay is going to score three tutters, so I think he'll make all three extra points.
I'm with you on that. All right, here's they don't have 15 yards or more, but what I've got for Josh Jacobs, he has 10 yards or more rushes, he has 15 of those. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
For 20 yards or more, zero.
That ain't great.
Which also means no 30, 40, or 50-plus yard runs either. So not a lot of explosion from him. A little overdue for that. All right, those are our prize picks for the weekend, and Tausch loves to play a prize picks.
And whether it's football, basketball, hockey, whatever it might be, prize picks makes every game a little more exciting. I've been playing for a while. It's fun and it's simple. Use your sports opinions. Which players are going to go off? Who's overhyped? Who's got a bad quad? Who's, you know, you just don't know. 60 seconds or less, and you can turn those takes into cash. Simple to play. Pick more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. Cash in. I'm going to take a look at Jordan Love. I think his passing yards, I think I'm going to go more this week. And I think I'm also going to go more on Jameis Winston. I think he's going to have, I think he's going to make some plays this week, and I also think he's going to turn the football over. So that's mine. You guys go pick yours. If you want to follow us, go ahead. You have all those options. And you know what? It's fast and easy to play. The deposits with Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play that first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI on Prize Picks. Prize Picks, it is good
to be right.
To be right. There we go.
Beat you. Our headlines are next. I have been reminded by our good friend Lance Davis that I never told the locker room story that we mentioned with Rob Domofsky. So you guys can do your headlines, and then I will tell the locker room story as my substitute for the headline.
It's interesting.
Hey, we can apparently do whatever we want. We can fire people that don't work for us. We can decide. We're just changing who's going to decide who wins Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. I'm going to do a little of my own. A little of my own thing. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. I'm not afraid of getting old, and I won't less a day from dying young. I see the light go past my shoulder, and I won't less a day from dying young, and I'm not afraid of getting old.
Time now for headlines.
Bury the lead.
But it's not all doom and gloom.
Yeah, I've read the headlines.
It's time to predict this week's headlines.
Time for headlines. Time for Mark Tauscher.
All right. Tough loss last week, obviously. Last couple weeks, it's been tough sledding. I'm hoping that the New York Giants are going to be just what the doctor ordered. And here we go. The Packer fan base is reeling. This offense is miles from their ceiling. LaFleur, throw out the book and let Jordan cook, else your backside, some heat you'll be feeling. 24-15. Green Bay finds a way to beat the Giants this weekend. 24-15.
What was the score?
24-13.
Why are you saying it so quietly?
I still can't hear you. 24 what?
24-13.
Just say it louder.
Well, no, I'm trying because I've had some feedback on my limericks. I want to make sure I let the limerick breathe. The score is separate from the limerick. So I want to let it breathe.
So what you did instead was you said it right away, but you said it quietly.
But he said it this loud so no one would hear it.
I said Packers 24, Giants 13. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for reading the limerick.
Appreciate
we enjoyed
that.
It. I bet Jesse, you're up.
I bet some people actually enjoy the show at this volume. Maybe we should try this more often. Quiet session.
Uh-huh.
Happily ever after.
That is literally the only thing that I had typed on my headline.
Wow.
That's incredible. That's
just a couple of dictionaries right here. Happily ever after. Packers defense forces multiple turnovers in 24-18 win.
I'm sorry, what was that score?
24-18. Big day helps Jeff Hafley eye the open head coach job in the Big Apple.
They might be Giants. All right, so those are our headlines. I am skipping it so I can tell this story quickly so Jesse can do Whoa Nelly and we can get the Feel Good Friday painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Plus, I had forgotten that I had said this during Rob's segment and thankful to be reminded by Lance Davis. At least I didn't call Luke Getsy, Luke Musgrave, or call Cleveland, Kansas City, which also happened during the course of this week. So I want to go talk to Lucas Van Ness. He's in the locker room. I love it when guys give other guys grief and we're in there. Obviously, when I would come to your end of the locker room, not only were you guys always giving each other grief, but then I tended to be a target from time to time, which was fun. So Lucas Van Ness, I'm coming over. A number of TV stations are coming over. We arrive at Lucas's locker, and I say, hey, Luke, do you have just a couple minutes? He's like, no, I'm late for treatment. I can't do it today. I'm late for treatment. I got to go.
The old treatment bit. Love that. Smart veteran.
No, it's not, because just a few lockers over sits Devontae Wyatt, who says in a very clear, loud voice, you already got treatment. I was in there with you when you were getting treatment.
Oh, snap.
You don't have to get to treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas Van Ness, less than thrilled. I said, look, I just want to know how it went today. He said, it felt good to be back out there. I said, okay, thank you for your quote. Then he turns to Devontae Wyatt and says, damn, man, you made me look like an a-hole. And I chimed in because I'm trying to be supportive of Devontae Wyatt. And I said, yeah, but you have to admit it was really funny. And Devontae Wyatt, very appreciative of me thinking he's hilarious, because he's one of those, I don't think he's to the Tony Palmer level. And for those of you that have been with us from the beginning, Tony Palmer was a former offensive lineman that played with Tausch, who Tausch claims has the greatest laugh of any teammate he ever had. Accurate?
No doubt. Yes, very. Yes.
This was in it was not up to Tony's level, but it was, I mean, I thought he was going to fall out of his chair. He thought it was so funny that he, A, got Lucas, and B, a media member supported his comedy show. So that was what happened in the locker room. Did you ever avoid us with a phantom treatment time with Nate or with Flea? Just to, he didn't really need the treatment. He just didn't want to talk to us. Because I know there's guys who've done that.
I think I just usually left. I don't think I ever had a lie. I just left.
I don't think you did either. You were very accommodating early in your career. Not as much as when you came back. All right, those are our headlines. Jesse, I did have one quick question for you. Has there been any feedback on the Carbless Talk and text line? Because I just got a message from someone calling Tausch Tyrant T.
Ooh, for, that's tough.
For dismissing a group of volunteers because he disagreed with their decision. Has there been any feedback on the personnel changes?
We got one guy's texting about Landman, so I've been ignoring those. Jerry and Madison, let the listeners vote. That way old T can't stuff the ballot box.
Okay, I like that.
So what do you want to do?
I'm on board with that.
Post a poll after the game and say who won Steinoffel Sleepers?
You know what I like? No, Jesse, you know what I like here?
Winning.
Because I don't think... No, I do like to win, but I have been very fair. When I've lost fair and square, I have... guys, this is the first time all year I've said anything. There was a couple that I thought, okay, could go either way, but I was all right with it. You picked the guy that won that had a monster drop. Didn't really... I think he had one catch.
Two.
And he lined up wrong. So, yeah, I can't get on board with that. But I want us to... On either the YouTube streams or the Carbless Talk and Text line. Unfortunately, this is now because Jesse has been so adamant against me letting go a couple of volunteers. Jesse will have to tabulate in both the streams and the Carbless Talk and Text line who wins. We can't just do a Twitter poll. We need Jesse to tabulate on that's one for Tausch. Oh, that's one for Wildy. That is where I think we should go.
I am not going to spend the morning where we're taking calls after games nonstop for 3 hours combing through the text line to count who voted for you to win the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week.
That's what you guys just wanted. You just said, let's leave it up to the fans.
565 analytics.
I totally agree with whomever said, and I do not want to be a tyrant. I want everyone involved. So the fans get to vote, and Jesse gets to tabulate.
Why are you so willing to create work for other people all the time?
If I had access to the Carbless Talk and Text line and or the stream, I would help, but I don't. I don't know if there's a glitch. I don't know what happened.
Glitch.
But I don't get access to
that.
Jay in Alabama texts in.
Jay Barker?
I don't know if you're... No, he said a different one. He actually did. I don't know if this would be something you're interested in doing, going down the replacement refs route.
Oh, boy.
But Jay in Alabama volunteers to be part of the new 565 analytics, 565.2, one could say. So I don't know if
we're putting it on Jesse. It's all
well,
up to
Jesse. If
we're
hiring replacements, let's call that charlatan Lance Easley, see if he's interested in a non-paying job. He can sell his book, which he always would publish or promote when he was...
I would check on his status.
You don't think he's with us anymore?
I don't know. I would check on his status. I think he might be There might be some stuff going on there.
I see no indication.
No, I'm not saying. Maybe something. I'm not saying. I'm just saying check on his status. That's all. Hmm.
I'll look into that. Doesn't change the fact that he was a charlatan. We will get to Woe Nelly.
Not very Ted Lasso.
That's not very Ted Lasso. I'll tell you what. You got old Timmy. You're Timmy Lasso. Ted's opposite brother. You ain't Ted Lasso. You've besmirched six people in the last hour and a half during your Ted Lasso era.
You fired Timmy Lasso. Volunteers.
All the same motivational moments with a little more snark. Tim Lasso. Yep,
a lot of snark and a little bit of vitriol. That's Tim Lasso. That'll be on Paramount Plus.
And you can give your password to Domovsky.
Get Domovsky password and ASAP.
Well,
I don't think Jason gave you love. That was really well dropped when Rob was talking about how rich he is, and then you said you can't give. That was well
above
done.
His pay grade. Yeah,
that's the kind of stuff that we're looking for when we're tabulating Steinhofflers. Guys that quick witted. That was really well done.
Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. Feel like you've been wronged by your employer? Fired from a job you weren't even getting paid for in the first place? Well, that's not what Gruber Law Offices specializes in. They specialize in personal injury, and they have your back. But if you are looking for legal representation for that, maybe, you know, pain and suffering, you could certainly put in some sort of claim on that for 565 Analytics. But the bottom line is it's a serious business when people are injured in accidents, and they need the best representing them. And that is what David and his team do at Gruber Law Offices. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Gruber Law Offices. One call. That's all. Woe Nelly is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Woe Nelly, we need to hear from you on American Family Insurance.
Indeed, and it is one of our favorite times of the year. Sarah and I, we have teamed up again for another year with the American Family Insurance to raise funds towards the American Family Insurance or the American Family Children's Hospital through a virtual toy drive. All donations go towards therapeutic supplies and toys that will help thousands of children and families across the country. Plus, this is the best part, American Family Insurance matches every dollar donated all the way up to $50,000 through the end of the calendar year. Visit amfam.kids.org today to donate.
Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Woe Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
Just a quick correction, which I know you don't appreciate when I do this. But this is important because if people want to donate... it is amfamkids.org is the website that you need to hit. So while you let my mistakes go, this one is more important than my mistakes.
What did
so
I say?
Amfam.kids.org, and that takes you to some other place. So is amfamkids.org to donate.
Thank you. It's a very good clarification, and I appreciate when I'm wrong, someone doing it. So thank you, Jason.
Like when 565 Analytics does it.
Whoa, Nelly!
Jesse, what do you got?
Did you guys hear what Barry Alvarez said last night?
On the Jesse Nelson Show?
It was actually on the Barry Alvarez Show, hosted by Jesse Nelson with Derek Engler and no Tarek Salah last night, but he's normally part of it, the Badgers' all-time sack leader.
We were reviewing some of what Chris McIntosh had said with us on this show last week. Barry had not been on the air since the Badgers win over Washington, and Mac's statement that Luke Fickell would be returning for the 2026 season. So I asked a number of questions in response to some of the clips we played from Chris McIntosh's appearance, one of which was talking about the ability to rebuild the program quickly. And here is what Coach Barry Alvarez said about that concept. This is a little bit longer of a clip, but I think it's worth your while.
Stop. This is not a program that you have to turn around. This is not a rebuild program. This is a program that has won, has been winning. Turning around a program is a program that's down and out, that's been losing, and turning around to win. This is a program that is used to winning and going to bowl games. A year ago, we had set a record for consecutive bowl games. So this is not a complete turnaround. This is just getting things right. And I think Luke's the right guy. I'd like to hear an emphasis more on in-state kids. I said that a week ago. The best players in our state are as good as anyone in the country. You know, there aren't as many as there are in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Jersey and some of the other places. But you're going to have six or seven every year that can play any place in the country. They have to come to Wisconsin. And then there are some others that you develop into really good players. To me, that's how we build our program.
Barry Alvarez last night on the Barry Alvarez show talking about Wisconsin not being a rebuild. It's a program that has had foundational success and should be a consistent winner because it has been for 20 or 30 years. Jason?
I did not find him overly convincing there. I know the foundation that he built. There are some significant renovations that need to occur. So if he doesn't want to call it a rebuild, a renovation, a remodeling, whatever it is. But they've won one Big Ten game. We're all excited about that. We're glad things worked out last Saturday for them. And I enjoyed Tausch and Matt LePay on the call, even if I'm leaning toward listening to Levering on Saturday at 11 a.m. when that game is on television. I will say this. They need to turn things around. I don't think we can pretend that they don't. That was the start of a turnaround. I don't know if that's sustainable. There's some other winnable games you would hope remaining on the schedule. So I understand where Barry is coming from because he's the one who built the place from the ashes of the previous administration. So I totally understand what he's saying, and I could not agree more with him. Again, Coach Aaron Mack, our good buddy from DeForest, talking about all the, as Barry said, the state of Wisconsin does not generate the number of outstanding high school players, but there are plenty of high school players that are good, very good Division I football players. And you can't let them leave. You have to make sure that you keep them in state at all costs. And that is one thing that they have failed at. And that's something that Paul Chryst didn't do a great job of either. Whoa, Nelly.
Whoa, Nelly!
Tausch, anything you'd like to add as Wisconsin takes on number 2 Indiana tomorrow at 11 a.m. in Bloomington?
Yeah, I was able to talk with the defensive coordinator this week a little bit. And yeah, this defense has a lot to build off of. The foundation is very good. Indiana struggled a little bit. I wish the weather was going to be worse, but looking like it's going to be mid to upper 60s down there, nice and sunny. So big challenge, but I'm starting to believe. I mean, I've believed in this defense. They got worn down a few times, but what we saw the last two outings that this team put out there has been very, very good. And I wouldn't be surprised if this thing's maybe a little snugger than people think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'll say.
I'm Team Tausch on that. I will be very surprised if it's a blowout. But I think it's going to be a tough sledding for the Cardinal and White. Jesse, you got any more things you want to get to before Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints?
I would like to do our trivia drawing.
Oh,
here.
That's right. I almost forgot. That would have been on me.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs' $10 meal deal gives you a 7.5-inch sub, bag of chips or regular fries, fountain drink, and a cookie. All for just $10. This deal is only available online or through the Cousins app.
There you go. So let's find out who the big winner is this week. A lot of chips in the cheese fry helmet. By the way, stay tuned. We're probably not going to play trivia Monday, although maybe calls it Monday or Tuesday when we.
If they win 38-10, will we get enough calls?
We'll probably
to not play trivia.
We'll probably play trivia on Monday if it's 38-10, which we hope it will be 38-10. When we next play trivia, there will be another addition to the prize pack in addition to the Cousin Subs gift card. So stay tuned to find out about that next
week. Can you tease us, or do we have to be like caller 68 to know about it?
That's as good a tease as I could do,
Thank
Jason.
You. Thank
How about
you very
that?
Much.
Congratulations to this week's winner, all the way back to Tuesday, Kurt in Monroe. Actually, it was Monday. I forgot. We did do Monday because it was a Monday night game.
It was a game
he played on Monday, previewing the Packers-Eagles game. Congratulations to Kurt. You're the winner of this week's Wildy and Tausch Trivia.
Feel Good Friday is next, but not until Tausch tells us about Coors Light.
Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it is made to chill and make sure those mountains are blue on those cold-activated bottles and cans. That's when you know it is chilled to perfection. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company, at Golden, Colorado.
Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised under the rain and a western wind, felt the weight. Try to live up to the say I am. Is it any wonder?
Time now for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Jesse, you go first.
Last weekend, Sunday afternoon at the UW Fieldhouse, it was Stuff the Fieldhouse Day for the Wisconsin volleyball team, benefiting the Goodman Community Center. Fans were able to bring non-perishable food items to drop off at the Fieldhouse before the match to help under-resourced folks who were looking for some help with their Thanksgiving dinners coming up. So always a great turnout and great fan support for the Badgers volleyball fans. They did a great job stuffing the Fieldhouse. And got a nice win over a top 25 opponent in Indiana last week, just like we hope the football team does tomorrow. So a great way the Badgers continue to give back, especially Wisconsin volleyball here on the home of Badgers volleyball on ESPN Madison and 620 WTMJ.
Speaking of giving back, if I'm power ranking my favorite Tauschers, much like I power rank my favorite Packers, there are a few folks ahead of Tausch, Sarah, Eleanor, Max, Diane, none of the Academy, because they're mad at me for the movie thing. But if you visit amfamkids.org, there is a video there of Tausch and Sarah with the kids. There's a button to donate. This is one of the, I mean this wholeheartedly, I'm so proud of that you do this every year. I think it's so awesome, and it's obviously something that you and I, as parents, we never, ever want to need the AmFam Children's Hospital for our kids, but it's so good to know that it is there if that ever happens and if anyone needs them, and they are phenomenal at what they do. So again, amfamkids.org to donate. I just tweeted out the video and the link for you to follow. That's it for us today. We will be back on Monday to discuss what you would like to think will be a Packers victory.
Be nice.
Which we thought that the last couple of weeks.
We did.
That's it for us. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.